Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me as we are journeying together in 1 John 5. I say together, hoping that you're taking some time and spending a little personal time in 1 John. It would really enhance our study together if you come to the table with a working knowledge of at least where the apostle went when he was writing, what direction he was heading in. Whether you are doing that or not is neither here nor there as it relates to the power of the book and the importance of the writing. And we'll try to bring some of that out in 1 John 5:1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child. I actually dealt with the tail end of that yesterday, just sort of free-forming and boom, ended up with that. So let's go back and take care of the first portion. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. A couple days ago, I did an abrupt stop at the end of the podcast, just used that as our salvation verse. And it's because I really feel like 1 John 5:1 answers the age-old question, who saved? Who is saved? How do we know? You couldn't really answer it any better. You couldn't answer that question any more specific. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That has nothing to do with everyone who believes in Jesus is born of God. There was a man named Jesus, and there were probably thousands of men named Jesus that were alive somewhere around what we now refer to as 0 AD. And from Palestine, there were probably hundreds from that area. There may have even been more from more than one Jesus of Nazareth, or more than one Jesus from Bethlehem. But there's only one that we call the Christ, and the Christ means the Anointed One. But if you take it from Hebrew into Greek, from Greek into Hebrew, you would get the equivalent of Messiah when you talk about Christ. So what Christ is he is the deliverer. He is the Messiah. More specifically, he is the Anointed One. Whenever you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you're not just believing Jesus lived, died, Jesus was a guy. You have separated yourself from the rest of the world. See, a lot of people in the world, I would say an enormous majority of people in the world, non-believers included, believe that a man named Jesus lived, taught, did some good things, said some great things, and then died. And that's the extent of their belief in Jesus. Now, 1 John 5:1 does not declare that person to be born of God. 1 John 5:1 has a more specific clause. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And I believe that John puts that in there specifically. He doesn't say who believes in Jesus. That would have been too ambiguous. But who believes that Jesus is the Christ, when the moment that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you've crossed a threshold. You have now accepted the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. And we start getting into a bunch of arguments. Goes, yes, but did you make him the Lord of your life? That's not even a Christian, that's not even a phrase in the Bible. Did you make him the Lord of your life? In fact, that very phrase, did you make him the Lord of your life, to me, sort of sounds like you're still in charge. You still claim a life of which he lords over you, and you're trying to go please the Lord. And I don't buy that at all. I don't think that Christianity is he lords over me and I'm trying to please him. I believe Christianity is I died in his death, and now he lives his life through me. It's not a matter of did I make him the Lord of my life. It's do I believe that he is everything he said he is. Well, what did he say he was? He said he's the door. He said he's the good shepherd. He said he's the vine. He said he's the living water. And all of the things he said, I believe that's who he is. And in that belief, then I have who he is. And the Bible says that I'm born of God. We go to verse 2 tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.